Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
You're listening to a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. If you want to listen to us in real time, you can stream our show live weekdays at 9 and 11 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Good morning, I'm Carrie Miller. This is NPR News. Coming up, feminist writer Rebecca Traister at Talking Volumes. But first, correcting the misinformation the president and others are putting out about midterm recounts. President Trump recently asserted that ballots in Florida, quote, showed up out of nowhere and many ballots are missing or forged, unquote. Don't believe it. There's absolutely no evidence of forged ballots or ballots that showed up out of nowhere. There's no evidence that people got in line, changed their clothes, and got back in line to vote. The president's been saying that as well. So what do we know that is true about the recount in Florida and in other places? We're turning to Nathaniel Rakich. He's elections analyst for 538. He's with us from Boston. And Nathaniel, welcome. It's good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Something go wrong in Florida overall, or is this just an indication of how close and polarized the state is?
No, yeah, I mean, this is kind of normal. Things have worked basically the way they're supposed to work in Florida. As you kind of alluded to, the state itself, which, you know, inspects these election proceedings, has not found any indication of fraud or wrongdoing. So the president is indeed off base there. But this is just the fact that Florida is a very large state and it's very close. And this particular election is very close. And it does take time to count so many ballots, especially in these larger counties like Broward County and Palm Beach County.
Do we have any indication that people were getting in line to vote, voting, coming back out, changing their clothes, as the president has tweeted, and getting back in line to vote again?
No, absolutely not. Nor are they just kind of finding ballots out of nowhere. So first of all, it's important to distinguish between the count and the recount.
Okay.
So, for example, the first few days when you were seeing the Republican lead narrow because additional vote counting was going on, that's because some of these larger counties, of course, urban areas, suburban areas, are more Democratic. And those are the counties that take a couple of days to count their votes. So the first couple of days after Election Day were just all of the votes being counted. You know, it wasn't that people were voting late and it was being counted improperly. It was just all the votes from Election Day took longer than one night to count. Now we're in the recount process where the ballots are literally fed back into the machines. So at this point, there are no new ballots. They're just kind of being reprocessed. There is, however, a lot of litigation flying around that's kind of questioning, these ballots maybe should be counted, you know, that were rejected improperly, as you heard at the top of the hour. So there is a bit of, gamesmanship going on there. But right now, we're largely just recounting the votes that have already been counted to make sure there were no errors in the first count.
We've had recounts here in Minnesota. I think it's important to emphasize what you just said about how they're doing the recount. At the moment, as you said, they're taking the ballots and they're feeding them back in through the machines to make sure that the original count was right. Yes?
Exactly. So according to Florida law, any election that's within half a percentage point margin is subject to a machine recount, and that is just feeding them back through the machines. However, again, that does take several days in some cases, especially in these larger counties, which have thousands of ballots, as well as ballots that are multiple pages long. For example, Broward County's ballot was multiple pages long.
Right.
After today at 3:00 Eastern time is the deadline for that machine recount to be completed. Then we go possibly to a hand recount, and that happens if the race is still within a quarter of a percentage point. That is a process that's a lot more complex, labor intensive. That is looking at every ballot that is disputed, things like undervotes or overvotes, where the people voted for too few or too many candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And then people use their personal judgments to decide whether that vote should be counted or not.
Why are we hearing that there are ballots that were discovered, somehow missing and have been discovered? Has that happened in any county in Florida?
You know, you've seen these kind of reports on Twitter of, you know, here's a ballot box, but, you know, it's kind of by, you know, somebody not necessarily a reporter, not an elections official, you know, and so it's impossible to verify. But no, there has been no kind of systematic, you know, discovery of ballots.
We had a pretty divided race in Arizona, and there were initially some claims of voter fraud. And then the Republican candidate, Martha McSally, looked at the numbers, apparently, and decided to concede pretty graciously in a video that everybody's looking at because she did it with her dog. Why is that not occurring in Florida?
I think it's because, well, you know, frankly, I'm not sure. You know, the race looks like it's a lot closer in Florida. You know,
okay.
It's well, at least the Senate race is well within that manual recount margin. There is some question in Broward County, particularly about whether the machines or whether people didn't vote in the Senate race while they voted in the governor's race. If you look, I actually wrote an article about this at 538.com about how the Senate race was kind of tucked into the lower left corner of the ballot, which might mean that either people skipped it inadvertently or that the machine isn't reading it. And so we're going to find out in the manual recount whether those votes actually exist, which it could be pretty decisive because there are almost 30,000 of these, quote, undervotes in Broward County. And Bill Nelson, the Democratic candidate, trails by only about 12,000 votes. So
it's about
30,000 additional votes. You know, that could make the difference.
Yeah,
that might be a case where Republicans are saying, oh, these votes were, quote, discovered, but of course they were there the whole time. You know, the machines just may not have been reading them.
Just to clarify here, 12,000, I think it's somewhere around 12,500 right now is the difference. And I want to explain this undervote to people because apparently, as you've noted, the Senate, the placement of Bill Nelson's name as a Senate candidate was in a somewhat unusual place on the ballot. So you've got people that voted for governor and voted the ticket, and there's a question as to whether they actually saw that candidacy on the ballot, right? Although I understand Bill Nelson's campaign saw the sample ballot and were okay with it.
Yeah, exactly. And I believe that Broward County has been using a similar ballot for a few elections now. But it is ironic because one of the recommendations after the 2000 recount in Florida, you know, which, of course, was such a debacle, was that the ballots not be designed in this way where the directions to fill out the ballot are immediately followed by the first race. And instead, the recommendation was to start the actual bubbles on a new column. But Broward County didn't do that in this case. And a lot of other counties don't have that ballot design, and you don't see the same undervoting. So Broward County is really a statistical anomaly in this case.
Okay. We've got a call from Wes in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Wes. You're kind of at the center of the storm there.
Oh, hi, Kerry. You have no idea. You know, Florida is not nearly as organized as the state of Minnesota. Minnesota's a great state. Since I've been there, there's always been issues with the ballot. The problem with Florida is not having a standard ballot design across the board. That's the bottom line. And you look at the ballots today, you remember that the Republicans are in charge of these ballots.
Uh-huh.
And they are the one that designed them. It doesn't matter if one is an incumbent. They will always list the Republican first. Everything is done to discourage Democrats from voting.
Okay.
That's just how the state is.
So, Wes, some interesting points there. Nathaniel, I have about a minute and a half here, but would you talk about what Wes said about the design of the ballots and there not being a statewide standard? Is that right?
Yes. Every ballot in Florida is different, and the kind of local election officials can decide. And in this case, Broward County's election official was appointed by Republican Governor Jeb Bush. But of course, it's a matter of opinion whether it's done purposefully to be confusing. I'm not sure about that.
But as he says, each county can, as you've noted in Broward County, can decide how they want these ballots designed. Now, presumably, if you've been living in the county, you've gotten used to the design of the ballot, but maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and for all we know, people have been confused by the ballot in previous cycles, but it just wasn't an issue until now.
Nathaniel, what happens next once we hit this deadline?
Yeah, so at 3 o'clock Eastern time, the counties will report their results back to the Secretary of State. There is actually some question about whether Palm Beach County is going to meet that deadline at all, and it's a bit unclear what would happen. I believe in that case, it would just default to the pre-recount results for Palm Beach County, but the Secretary of State will decide whether the race will now go to a hand recount, and then we get to do this all over again, except with more lawyers.
Lucky you. Hey, thank you much. Really good to have your insight on what's happening in Florida with the recount. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Nathaniel Rakich with us. He's an elections analyst for 538, and you can hear that he is immersed in the details of the counting and the recounting.
This was a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. To add your voice to our discussion, you can call in at 800-242-2828 or tweet Carrie at KERRINPR. And if you miss us live, you'll find all of our shows by subscribing to this podcast. If you have questions, you can email us at talk@npr.org.